Can you kind of talk a little bit about how you approach the use of chemotherapy in metastatic disease and how you incorporate bevacizumab?
Well, this is a really interesting question for us because the data that's generated, if you look at it through one kind of prism, you reach this conclusion. Not statistically significant given in the palliative, meaning second line or above setting with capecitabine. Statistically significant given first line. And I think given its cost, there certainly will be some insurers and other regulators who will look at it narrowly like that and say it can only be given with first line chemotherapy. In addition, some may narrowly say it only works with weekly paclitaxel. And I would take issue with both of those assumptions right now. The reasons that I would are the following. One, in terms of which chemotherapy agent, it is difficult to believe that there is a magic in the combination with weekly paclitaxel when, in fact, the drug is effective in combination with a range of chemotherapy drugs across a range of diseases. So whether or not there happens to be a phase 2 study reported, I'll pick a random example of vinorelbine and bevacizumab, I find it very difficult to believe that there would be a special toxicity for that that wouldn't simply reflect what we already know about the two agents independently. So for a patient who is getting first-line chemotherapy but is not a candidate for paclitaxel for whatever reason, I would not hesitate to use bevacizumab with whatever drug I happen to be using first-line. That's part one. Second thing is, and this is a pet peeve of mine for a long time, the business about lines of therapy is one that is easily confounded. And for example, a patient who has received AC, docetaxel and capecitabine as a participant in the U.S. oncology trial, and then for her ER-positive disease has received 2 years of tamoxifen and then has a recurrence with liver metastases and begins chemotherapy, it is called first line. The very next patient who walks in the office door with a triple negative breast cancer that has a liver metastases but has not seen a doctor in 10 years gets her first chemotherapy, and it is called first line. But biologically and in terms of prior exposure, those two situations are very different. And I drag everybody through that example to explain the next part of my answer, which is I think that a patient who's otherwise healthy and is getting second-line therapy or third-line therapy, because that's where they are when this data emerges, ought to be given the opportunity to benefit from bevacizumab for at least one round of therapy, one line. I accept the notion, and I agree with it, that if a patient has progression of disease on bevacizumab, continuing treatment beyond that point makes very little sense right now. It could actually be effective for all we know, but we don't have any evidence to support that, and it's such a big issue at the moment that we should be conservative about that, I believe. But I'm being very liberal, if you will, on these other matters.